Thank you for joining us today. A bit later than usual, we go to Thumbs and Bruce Arthur.
My thumb is up to proofreading, especially when you happen to be filing a class action lawsuit that pertains to concussions. The suit filed this week against the NHL on behalf of a small group of former players, including Michael Peluso and Dan Lacouture, was the second of its kind in hockey, and it won't be the last. And it probably didn't help the cause by misspelling Sidney Crosby's name, citing movies like Friday the 13th and Mystery Alaska, and declaring Gordie Howe dead. Look, we know what brain trauma does to people now. In sports, what leagues knew and when they knew it is important, because if information was concealed, that could be monstrous. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but if you're looking for answers, maybe start by not killing Gordie Howe.
Short pause, no reaction. Steve.
I got to get my composure back after that. That's funny. My thumb is down to Yaroslav Halak for basically opting out of playing goal against his former team, the St. Louis Blues. This is a hard one to completely understand, and there's more than one version of the story. But the way I understand it, the Washington Capitals picked up the goalie at the trade deadline for the express purpose of trying to help them get in the playoffs. Yet he told his coach, Adam Oates, that he wasn't comfortable playing against the Blues, the team that just traded him away. Not comfortable? Isn't the athlete's favorite game the one against his former team with all his friends playing? Isn't that what a goalie signs up for? The odd part in all this is without Halak, the Capitals beat the Blues Tuesday night and still managed to miss the playoffs.
Michael.
And my thumb is up to Ryan Smith, who announced his retirement Friday. He was not the greatest Oiler, obviously, but he was as much of an Edmonton standard bearer in his era as Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier were in theirs. Smith was not conspicuously skilled, but he stood for old-time hockey values, and he stood in front of the net, the source of most of his 386 goals. He was steadfast in commitment to country, playing in 8 world championships and 2 Olympics. Captain Canada, indeed. But Smith spent 15 of his 19 seasons in the NHL in copper and blue. He belongs to Edmonton. The rest of the country was lucky it could borrow him.
My thumb is down to baseball fans who say they miss the loud cursing, dirt kicking, arm waving, near spitting, face-to-face arguments between managers and umpires. Those have been replaced this season by civilized conversations that the managers deem necessary while they wait for dugout advice on replay challenges. We have enough fits of temper and rage in this world that they don't have to come in the form of phony sports entertainment. The managers look better when they act older than 5. The umpires are deserving of respect. Yes, they are. And this way, and this is the key, bad calls can actually be corrected. It is all quite civilized, which Abner Doubleday intended, I believe, if indeed Abner Doubleday was baseball's inventor. There are other claims, but let's not fight about that either.